Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We're going to go ahead and finish up chapter 37 of Isaiah, and we are in verses 21 through 38, and this is what it says in the New English Translation. Isaiah, son of Amoz, sent this message to Hezekiah. This is what the Lord God of Israel has said. As to what you have prayed to me concerning King Sennacherib of Assyria, this is what the Lord says about him. The virgin daughter Zion despises you. She makes fun of you. Daughter of Jerusalem shakes her head after you. Whom have you taunted and hurled insults at? At whom have you shouted and looked so arrogantly? At the Holy One of Israel. Through your messengers you taunted the Lord. With many chariots I climbed up the high mountains, the slopes of Lebanon. I cut down all its tall cedars and the best evergreens. I invaded its remotest regions, its thickets, woods. I dug wells and drank water. With the soles of my feet I dried up all the rivers of Egypt. Certainly you must have heard. Long ago I worked it out. In ancient times I planned it, and now I am bringing it to pass. The plan is this. Fortified cities will crash into heaps of ruins. Their residents are powerless. They are terrified and ashamed. They are short-lived as plants in the field or green vegetation. They are short-lived as the grass on the rooftops when it is scorched by the east wind. I know where you live and everything you do and how you rage against me, because you rage against me and the uproar you create has reached my ears. I will put my hook in your nose and my bit between your lips, and I will lead you back the way you came. This will be your reminder that I've spoken the truth. This year you will eat what grows wild, and next year what grows on its own. But the year after that you will plant seed and harvest crops. You will plant vines and consume their produce. Those who remain in Judah will take root in the ground and bear fruit. For a remnant will leave Jerusalem. Survivors will come out of Mount Zion. The zeal of the Lord of Heaven's armies will accomplish this. So this is what the Lord says about the king of Assyria. He will not enter this city, nor will he shoot an arrow here. He will not attack it with his shielded warriors, nor will he build a siege wall against it. He will go back to the way he came. He will not enter the city, says the Lord. I will shield the city and rescue it for the sake of my reputation and because of my promise to David, my servant. The angel of the Lord went out and killed 185,000 troops in the Assyrian camp. When they got up early the next morning, there were all the corpses. So King Sennacherib of Assyria broke camp and went on his way. He went home and stayed in Nineveh. One day, as he was worshiping in the temple of his god Nisroch, his sons Adoramelech and Sherezer struck him down with a sword. They ran away to the land of Ararat. His son Esarhaddon replaced him as king. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, here we see a picture of your justice, your majesty, your power. And we see that when people raise their fists against you in defiance and pride, that you see that and you take note of it. And so, Lord, we pray that today for our world. There are a lot of people who shake their fists at you, who hurt other people in their pride, and who prey on the innocent. And Lord, we pray, come, Lord Jesus. We pray with devotion and with everything inside of us, Lord, that that you would be just in these circumstances, your name would be made great, and that we would trust in you to deliver us and rescue us from all this great peril that we've endured. Lord, we thank you that you sit on the throne. We thank you that there are always remnants. And as I've been reading through Isaiah, I'm reminded of remnants, that there's always a group left over that is faithful to you. And so, Lord, I pray for those listening today that we would represent the remnant of you, that we would be faithful to you in difficult times and in prosperity. And both times are hard to be faithful to you. It's easy to forget you when we have prosperity. It's easy to forget you or to forsake you when we feel overwhelmed with sadness. And so in either place, we want to have faithful love for you, that hesed that you talk about in the Old Testament. You demonstrate that to us so that we can demonstrate it to you. This is the kind of love that you had for us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. You went first, Lord. You showed us what love was like. So now we respond to that in like kind. We want to revere you and worship you with everything inside of us. Lord, this word surrender this February just keeps coming to mind. Surrender, surrender, surrender. And so we choose to surrender to you because you are so great and you are so wonderful. We love you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Today's episode is brought to you by a book called Finding Hope in Crisis. Now, this is a devotional written by my friend Grace Fox, and this is an easy-to-read book. It's short, and I think that's just what we need when we're in times of chaos and crisis. And so if you're looking for something just to kind of keep you steady and anchored while you're going through a crisis, this is a wonderful, wonderful book for you. The subtitle of it is Devotions for Calm in Chaos, and it's now released, so you can get it. These are bite-sized devotions. There's 90 of them, so it's for 3 months. And Grace has chosen some empathetic and empowering scriptures. And every entry that she has done has a rhythm to it. She starts with a scripture, and then she writes a devotional thought. She's a terrific writer. And then she has a question to ponder throughout the day, just to give you focus, and then a prayer. And then each one ends with a quote that beautifully sums up that day. And so thanks again, Grace Fox, for sponsoring Pray Every Day. And I do pray that your book, Finding Hope in Crisis, Devotions for Calm and Chaos, would reach into the hands and the hearts of those who need it.